kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
The Picture Show on News Talk.
Ross, I suppose you would describe Katie as a profile of the boxer, Katie Taylor. What made you want to do it?
I actually wouldn't describe it as a profile, Philip.
Yeah, that's good.
To me, it's a comeback story, you know, and I really didn't want to make a profile. I didn't want to make something that felt like you're going to go to the cinema and learn that Katie was born on such a day and then kind of follow her life. Now, ultimately, when you're making films, often being chronological about it is the best way, because that's the way people's lives unfold. But really, I wanted it to be about this comeback, because when she lost in Rio and the reasons for that, you know, in terms of the difficulties in her family and so on, this person reached such an incredible low in their life. And to me, what was really intriguing was, how do you bounce back from that? And, you know, being given the access to be able to film that well, to be able the access to, you know, her home, her training sessions, her dressing rooms, her life basically entirely, gave an incredible opportunity to tell that intriguing story. Now, you do cover, of course, the backstory, because you need to know, why is she coming back? But ultimately, I think about two thirds of the
film, that's what makes it a profile.
Yeah, I know. We can argue the toss now, but now ultimately what I suppose I was trying to do is make it a little bit different from a profile, and make it a little bit more of that kind of comeback story, and make that the engine of the film.
Coming out of the press show, I heard someone say, where's the drama? Do you feel there was enough drama in it?
Well, God, it's amazing to hear that someone would say that. I should sit them down and tell them all the places where the drama is. Yeah, I think it's a very dramatic story. I mean, to be the best boxer in the world and then suddenly have your entire world turned upside down, what's not dramatic about that? What's not dramatic about being at the incredible low that Katie would have been at, and then trying to come back from that? Like, to me, it's a naturally dramatic story. It's a naturally dramatic arc. And to hear Katie, I suppose, talking about that devastation in her life so openly and so truthfully, is dramatic in and of itself. So yeah, to my mind, as far as documentaries goes, this is about as dramatic as you can get, you know? And on top of that, like, boxing is so dramatic, you know? And there's so much at stake every time a boxer goes into the ring. Having something at stake is the basis of drama. I think that when people go and see it, they're going to feel very differently to that person coming out of the press show.
Did they come to you, or did you come to them, or how did it evolve?
So a friend of mine called Brian Peters became Katie's manager, and that's how the conversation started. So Brian and I began a conversation, and then we kind of opened it up to Katie and kind of discussed why this was a good time to start. And it was a very brave time for her to allow cameras to begin filming her, because it was such a crushing low after Rio. But I think, you know, we had good conversations around it, and she decided, you know, if there's going to be a documentary about me, now is the time to start, because, you know, ultimately she won't fight forever and has to start at some point. So thankfully, you know, she went on, you know, despite some difficulties along the way, to reestablish herself as an elite boxer.
And you have a background in boxing, don't you?
I never boxed myself, but I've just always thought that boxing is, to use this word again, very dramatic. You know, and when you're looking at a protagonist for a story, a lot of the time you're thinking, you know, what's at stake for this person? And a boxer, every time they go into the ring, there's huge things at stake, because if you lose one fight in the professional sport, your career goes back to zero. You know, you're starting out again. You know, you may never get another opportunity to get to the top. So with Katie, and with boxing, it's just, I think, just a rich place to find dramatic stories and narrative arcs. So, yeah.
Now, there's a, you know, it's the only way of putting it. There's a mystery at the center of the movie, and that is her father and what happened to her father and her relationship and the family's relationship with the father. I would love to have seen more of that.
Yeah, well, the thing about that part of the story is that Katie tells you what happened. You know, Katie tells you that her father decided to have a relationship with another woman, and you then witness the devastation that caused. We actually did versions of the film where we use more of Katie talking about that, or more of her family talking about it. But ultimately, once you've made that point and once you've explored the devastation of it, with any more of it, you start to feel like you're kind of, I suppose, adding more than is required. And really, I think we wanted to use that as the engine of the comeback, you know, because I think that's, to me, where the film really takes off. And you don't want to wallow in the devastation for too long. And the truth of it is, like, there's more than one low, really, for Katie. Like, there's obviously the point where there's, you know, a family breakup, essentially. And then the result of that is, you know, she starts to lose fights in the lead up to Rio. So that's another, that's a continued low. And then she goes to Rio and she loses. So, you know, we're talking about, you know, 5 or 6 minutes of devastation and despair in the middle of the film. You have to, as a filmmaker, I suppose, decide, like, where's the limit of how much of that people want to watch? Like, we've watched people at the screenings bawling their eyes out at that point in the film. Do we want to then continue down that road further? Or you know, do you naturally, once you hit a low, need to bounce back up and continue the story into what she did next? So obviously striking that balance is tricky.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that comes up again, well, in the second half of the film, that comes up is the importance of the American market and breaking through in America and breaking through with cable television and all that. How did you deal with that? How important was that to you?
Well, I suppose the thing with that is Katie is not a natural salesperson. So I suppose that's why you talk about that, is because you've got a sport where the more you talk, the more exuberant you are in the lead up to fights, the more you put your opponent down, or the funnier you are, the more people will watch the fights. But Katie is a natural introvert. She's obviously a shy person. So you've got this thing where you have this phenomenal world-class athlete who is brilliant in the ring and deserves all the credit she should have for that. But then you're trying to, I suppose, and within her management, they're trying to balance that with, like, but how do we tell people about this person if she's as quiet as she is? So that's why we touch on that, I suppose, is to show that that's a natural, I suppose, issue with Katie's career, is that she has to do all of her entertaining in the ring. She has to pull people along with her performances, and it makes it more difficult for her promotional team, less straightforward, I suppose, that that she won't do the trash talking, that she doesn't believe in that that's not who she is. And it's important for Katie to be who she is. And I, to my mind, like, she's unbelievably quietly charismatic. You can still be charismatic even if you're not sort of incredibly outgoing. And maybe it just takes longer for people to notice.
And where do you go from here?
Where do I go from here? not a sequel after what you said. Yeah, but no, look, I mean, documentary makers always have to stay busy, because you're not dealing with the kind of budgets that they have in the kind of fictional side of the industry. So yeah, I'm keeping busy and I'm working on a few things. And one of the stories we're looking at is kind of around the film Eat the Peach, where the men that were the inspiration for that film have kind of looked at doing another Wall of Death and sort of revisiting that chapter in their life. So that's something we've been filming for a little while, and it's probably the next thing that I'll be finishing off.
And what approach are you taking? Sounds fascinating.
Yeah, it is fascinating, and it's kind of hard to know exactly the approach. We're kind of working that out, I suppose, at the moment, because in a way, I suppose, it's a film about second chances. It's a film about, you know, that wall of death seems to get into people's blood and they can't let it go. And, like, that's really fascinating, you know, about what it is about certain things that grab you in life and become obsessions. So it's a film about obsessions. It's a film, you know, about rural Ireland, you know, and trying to make your own mark in the world and all those kinds of things. So we're not finished yet, so I can't tell you exactly what all the themes are, but it's a work in progress, and I think it's kind of it's a rich area to mine for a film.
Well, thanks for all that, and good luck with Katie.
Thanks, Phil. Okay. Great to see you.
The Picture Show.
Is this where I go to be a star?
On News Talk